A school of fish. A school of fish. A school of fish. If you have ever seen a school of fish, you know that they all look exactly the same. They're all the same color, the same shape, the same size. And when the school of fish swims, they all turn at exactly the same moment. I don't know how they do it. Maybe it's magic. But if you were to see a school of fish and decide to watch only one fish, and you picked out that one fish to watch, you would be able to watch it maybe through one turn that the school made, maybe through two turns. But by the time the school of fish made the third turn, I promise you, you would have lost the fish that you were watching. Why? Because they all look exactly the same. Now, once there was a school of fish on the other side of the world, off the coast of India. And the school of fish swam back and forth and up and down underneath the water, and of course they all looked exactly the same. And from where they swam, the fish could look up through the silvery surface of the water and see the sun. It was round, it was red, but the fish had called the sun a red hat for a long, long time. And they believed there really was a red hat up in the sky. Now, one fish thought about that red hat a lot. He thought someone should be wearing that red hat. And if someone's wearing that hat, that someone should be me. The fish thought and thought about the red hat until one day he said to the other fish in the school, "I'm going after that red hat. The next time you see me, I'm going to be wearing the red hat." And all the fish laughed at him. "Don't be silly. Nobody can get that red hat." "Well, I'm going to try," the little fish said. "And the next time you see me, it will be on my head." And the little fish thought how very important he would look with that red hat on the top of his head. The little fish swam away from the school, and he went down to the bottom of the sea. He swam up to the surface as fast as he could until he leaped out of the water and tried to get the red hat. But he couldn't leap far enough out of the water. He tried and tried, swimming as fast as he could to the surface of the water, but he just couldn't get out of the water far enough. And so he finally stopped trying to leap up to the red hat. Instead, he swam along with his nose sticking out of the surface of the water. And as he swam, a song came to his mind, and since he was a happy little fish, he began to sing the song. I want that red hat. Everybody could see me if I wore that hat. I want that red hat. I want that red hat. But the little fish swam along with his nose just poking out of the surface of the water, and along came a seagull. It circled round the little fish, and the fish called out, "Good day, seagull!" The seagull answered, "Good day, fish." But he thought, "There's my lunch."
"Oh, Mr. Seagull, I see you have such nice, strong wings. Could you please fly up there and get that red hat for me and bring it down to me so I could wear it?"
The seagull looked at the little fish and said,
"I would much rather have you in my stomach for lunch."
Well, the little fish dove down into the water very, very quickly before the seagull swooped into the water and missed the fish. And after that, the little fish didn't swim along at the surface of the water anymore. He swam about 4 feet below the surface. He swam and he thought about that red hat, how handsome he would look in that red hat. And he sang, I want that red hat. Everybody could see me if I wore that hat. I want that red hat. I want that red hat. And as the little fish swam along, he came into a shadow. He looked up above him, and there he saw a long, thin triangle floating on the surface of the water. And off of the end of the triangle came a long line, a string. At the end of the line, there was a sharp hook, and on the hook there was a squirmy, wormy worm. Oh, but the little fish did not take a bite of that worm, no. Instead, he swam up next to that triangle because he knew that that triangle was a fishing boat, and inside the fishing boat there was a fisherman. The little fish stuck his nose up through the water and called out, "Good day, fisherman!" The fisherman looked at the little fish and said, "Good day, fish." But he thought, "There's my dinner."
"Oh, Mr. Fisherman, I see you have a nice long line with a sharp hook. Could you please cast your line up into the sky and catch that red hat up there and then reel it in and give it to me, and I could put the red hat on my head, and then everybody who saw the school of fish would know exactly which fish I was. Could you please do that for me?"
And the fisherman looked at the little fish and said, "Oh, I would much rather catch you and have you on my dinner plate tonight."
And the fisherman reeled in his line and swung it round his head 3 times. But before that hook was cast back into the sea, that little fish had swum away. He continued thinking about that red hat and dreaming of how he would look with the red hat. And as he swam, he sang, I want that red hat. Everybody could see me if I wore that hat. I want that red hat. I want that red hat. And as the fish swam, he didn't watch where he was going. He swam up a river. And on the bank of the river, there sat an elephant. It was a hot day, and that elephant was doing what elephants do on hot days. He was making mud caps. The elephant picked up mud with his trunk, slapped it on the top of his head, and let that mud go drizzle-drozzle in front of his ears and behind his ears. Oh, it felt so good. That the elephant did it again. The elephant was so happy that he sang his elephant song.
Oh, the elephant is big and fat. He likes to eat this and that. He likes to sit and munch and cram on hay and oats and strawberry jam.
The little fish thought,
"Did you hear that? He didn't say he likes to eat fish. He said he likes to eat hay and oats and strawberry jam." And so the little fish swam up near the elephant, poked his nose through the water, and called out, "Good day, elephant!"
The elephant looked down at the fish and answered,
"Good day, fish."
But he thought,
"What a cute little fish."
"Oh, Mr. Elephant, I see you have a nice long trunk. Could you please reach up into the sky and get that red hat for me and then give it to me? And then I could put it on my head and I could wear it when I was with the school. And everybody who saw the school would know exactly which fish I was. Could you please do that for me?"
The elephant looked up in the sky. He looked down at the fish. He looked up in the sky again, and then he said to the fish,
I'll try.
The elephant reached up into the sky with his trunk, and he stretched and stretched and stretched, but he couldn't stretch long or tall enough. He even stood on his elephant tiptoes and stretched.
I'm sorry,
the elephant said to the fish.
I cannot reach it. But maybe you could get it yourself.
And the elephant reached over and picked the little fish up out of the water. He swung the fish back and forth and back and tossed him high into the air. And that little fish sailed up, up, up through the blue sky. And the little fish kept right on going up past the puffy white clouds. And he still went higher and higher until he went through the dark blue sky. And he kept going higher and higher until the sky turned yellow. And then the sky turned a bright, bright orange and became very, very hot. And this little fish looked around and he said, "Oh, no, oh, no. Oh, no, there's not a red hat up here. There's no red hat at all. What we always thought was the red hat is the sun." And at that very moment, the little fish began to fall back down toward the earth. He fell down, down, past the orange sky, through the yellow sky, and he fell down, down, through the dark blue sky, and he continued falling down past the pretty puffy clouds until he went through the blue, blue sky, until he went splash back into the water. Oh, very close to the place where he had left the school of fish. The little fish stayed still in the water. He let the water soothe his gills and cool his fins. "Oh, I'm so glad I'm back. I'm so glad to be back in the water. Oh, oh my, that was quite an adventure. Ooh!" And just then, the school of fish came by, and they saw the little fish there. They called out, "Ha, ha, ha, you don't have the red hat. We knew you couldn't get the red hat. Ha, 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 nobody can get the red hat." And the little fish joined the school again. And as they swam together, every once in a while, a little fish would say to a fish on either side, "You know, it's not really a red hat up there. What we always thought was a red hat is really the sun." And some of the fish believed him, and some of the fish didn't believe him. But you know, the school of fish stayed together anyway. And every time they swim, they all turn at exactly the same moment. If you were to see that school of fish, and if you decided just to watch one fish, and only that fish, you could probably watch your fish through one turn, maybe through two turns that the school made. But by the time that school of fish made the third turn, I promise you, you would not know which fish was the fish you were watching. Because they all look exactly the same. But of course they're not, because we know that the fish think differently. And that's the story of the red hat.